95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
How are you, sir?
Aces. How are you, man?
Good night last night?
Yeah, you know. How about you?
Yeah, you know.
I do know, then. It turns out.
We have quite a show for you today.
Is that true, or are you lying?
I say that regardless. It could very well be a lie. I say it anyway, just so people will believe it.
Right on.
I don't know if you saw William Shatner interviewed after his flight.
I didn't see that yet. No.
He was at the point of tears.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Good old Bill.
It was pretty amazing.
I love the color uniforms they were wearing. The other three crew members were in red, which means death to them. But Bill wasn't.
Bill was not.
Nope.
That is correct.
That was classic.
The Dodgers forced Game 5. We're going to talk about baseball superstitions coming up.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
We're going to talk hockey with Luke Robitaille.
Nice. He's calling in, right?
About a half hour, yes.
That's very cool.
Very excited about that as the new Kings season starts tomorrow night.
Yep.
There's a new clown car that Sluggo and I need to buy.
Yeah, I think I want this as the station automobile.
Correct, yes.
It is weird. And it's out here in Los Angeles somewhere.
It's going to be a battle, I think, with the management.
We'll just steal it.
I'm not sure that they want that to be the station vehicle.
We're going to steal it. It's ours.
And our high-low game, we'll play at 3 and 5, and that is for $1,000.
Yeah.
That is coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a video that a friend of ours took of a clown car with a clown driving.
Clown driving? The car is decked out, totally all colored up with little balloons and whatever crap, and that's not enough for him.
I posted it on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder, and it's something.
It's unique.
It really assaults all of your senses. So if you love clowns, this is for you.
Right.
If you hate clowns, maybe this
run
is a
for
nightmare.
Run your life! Because yes, you might run into this guy. He's out there driving around. He could literally run into you.
In Southern California, yes.
Yep.
We need to get a hold of him. We need
yes.
to buy his car.
Yes.
Although,
yeah.
I feel like he's put a lot of work into it. He's probably not willing to just part with a car.
Well,
the car is an extension of the clown. Right?
Yes.
But it should be the Kevin and Sluggo car.
Yeah.
And then everywhere we go, we just wear clown makeup.
Yeah, and he had the top down. He was cruising. He was out there having a good clown time.
It looks like it was PCH, but I can't really tell.
Yeah, it looked like it was by the ocean. We should ask our friend who took it.
But,
yeah, so you know this guy. Maybe you've seen this guy. Just go, whoa.
Oh, clown car.
Yeah,
good.
The clown car.
How do I describe it?
Yeah.
You'll know it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way it's just... The very front of it is pink, and then there's just balloons and splashes of color everywhere. It's like a clown exploded.
And
that's what it looks like.
So if you see him out there, you let him know that, you know, he's got an interested party. We're happy to buy
correct.
It from him. And maybe just steal it if you'd like, you know, whatever.
I think I would love driving this around because it would drive people crazy.
Oh, my God. I just realized what the horn should be. I mean, it better be.
Of course.
It better be a clown horn, right?
Yep, of course.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, my God. It needs to be. I hope that's the case.
I'm just saying that this guy's probably not putting it to good use. as good a use as we could.
Yeah, we'll slap a KLOS sticker on it. We'll take it to games and movie premieres, and we'll be
right.
out there. Yeah, we'll have a clown to come with us that we'll accidentally leave as possible.
I like that you're excluding us from the clown makeup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What?
All right, maybe.
You totally would.
I just don't want anybody to know it's me, but then I can just have more fun that way, you know.
Nobody knows who it is. It's just a clown.
It's a freaking clown.
That's why people are scared of them.
They are the worst.
I mean, come on. We need this car.
Except for this guy.
It?
This guy is the best. We love you, man.
This guy is the best.
Peace.
And he needs to sell us his car.
Yes,
and he
please.
Needs to do that today.
Yes.
It's got red, like pink rims that go around. It's really...
Any of y'all seen this out there, maybe, driving around L.A.?
It's really well done.
It is unique.
You don't see a clown car every day.
No, especially without tons of clowns pouring out of it. He's just one in there.
Just
pretty
one
amazing.
Clown.
Yeah.
And it is a convertible, so
yes.
he doesn't look like he has a wig. He doesn't have a...
I think it blew off.
Well, that's possible.
It looks like he doesn't have a... Yeah,
it looks like he's bald on the top, but he's got like a party in the back.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's working with.
Oh,
a clown
God.
Party in the back. I don't know, dude, but I know that we need it, and if anybody can help us get it, please do.
Yes.
Give us a call at 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
This is your happy time of year.
Hockey season is back.
This is like Christmas for most people.
Opening night, tomorrow night.
Oh,
I can't wait.
You're going to be there.
Yes.
Ah, hell yeah.
Let's say hi to the president of the LA Kings, Luke Robitaille. Hi, Luke.
How are you guys doing?
Very good.
You'll be there tomorrow.
I will. Yeah, of course.
Oh, he's been. That's all he's talking about. You know, everything could blow up in the world, and he's very excited about tomorrow.
I'm just going to follow you around. Is that cool?
Okay. Well, have fun with it. Yeah.
Tell us about. Let's talk about the team overall. It's been a couple of rebuilding seasons. What is this season?
Well, we said when we finish the season, we feel like we were turning the page on what we call the rebuild. It was time to kind of flip the team. I mean, we never said it when it was starting 2017, but since Rob Blake took over as a GM, we haven't traded any picks up to this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept all of our prospects and so forth. So now we understand that some of those prospects are ready to play, and then we had a lot of contract that we had to move. It's just the way that the game is for us on the hard cap. So this summer we told our players, okay, next year, we're expecting to go the other way. And then at the same time, like our veterans, they were tired of it. They were like, okay, enough with the rebuild. Let's just try to win. And we said, okay, we've been trying to, we told them we've been trying to win all along. You didn't play well enough. Now let's really go. So that's why this summer we made a trade. We got this kid, Victor Arvidsson. We signed Philip Deneau as a free agent. Mm-hmm. We signed Alex Edler as a free agent. So we added players. This was the first summer in the last three that we added players,
And what's
to really give us a chance.
What is the process of getting the chemistry right between, how long does it take?
Usually in preseason, I mean, the type of players, we filled out holes that we knew we needed to fill out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you never know how it's going to be, where you're coming in and this player is going to mesh with this player and so forth. That takes a few games, but the way our game is now, it's so fast and so forth. A lot of times players flip-flop with different lines, but once they know each other, they could be an advantage. I would say it was more important to fill out the holes that we need to be filled,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll let the players adjust to the way they will. But it doesn't take them that long, especially when they're good players.
What is it like for you, a former player, Hall of Famer, to now be doing everything that you never did before? Before you did one thing, you played hockey. Now you're doing everything else as the president.
Yeah. Before I did actually two things. I played hockey and then I complained about management. I had no idea what the hell they were doing.
Sure.
I complained about everything. Now I'm like, maybe they weren't that dumb. They knew what they were doing. So I think that's one of the biggest thing is now understanding what goes behind it. The biggest thing is when you're a player, you only think about the next game, the next season. You never think about prospect. You never look at the draft. You never look at what's going on. You just want to win now. So you want to know what's the team doing to help you now. So that's the biggest thing that's changed is when you get into management, you gotta look ahead and say, okay, we're going to have this kid will be ready in 2 years. This other kid might be three. This kid, it might be a year and so forth. So that's the biggest thing.
Have you come across anything that you said as a player, if you ever got into management, you would absolutely do one way or another or not do? Have you come across anything like that? Or?
Yes. So when I was a player and I used to play with guys, let's say a guy would turn out to be my coach I had actually played with or be in management. I clearly remember thinking these guys forgot what it felt like to be a player.
Right.
Now they're just so. I remember thinking I cannot forget that when I turn into management. So that's the one thing for me. I try to never forget how it felt to be a player.
That's got to be appreciated, I would think. Yeah.
Yeah, because the pressure when you're a player, it's people think it's so easy, but you get if you have a bad game, you get meeting with the coaches, you're showing videos, and then you better perform the next day because then you get dropped a line. Next thing you know, you get dropped in the stands, and your whole life is upside down, and you think everything's going to end. You don't realize at the time that you're still living your dream. It's the greatest life. You only realize that when you retire.
Wow, I had a good...
Yeah, trust me. But when you're a player that day for that week, it's just the most unbearable time. So we got to make sure we understand that. So I think, making sure we communicate with them is really helpful.
How much FaceTime do you get with the players versus, Todd McClellan, of course, is the coach. How much do you interact with them?
Not as much as you would think. Well, what I try to be is, obviously, the coach is the coach. He's the one with the hammer. And then if things go bad, you want the GM to step in.
Mm-hmm.
The GM, a lot of time, is there to listen and make sure he fixes problems. So by the time it gets to me, it has to be something different that happened.
Does the GM have a bigger hammer?
Yeah, probably than the coach. Yeah, he does. He's the one to decide on trades. But it's a lot of times what I try to work with is I try to find something positive that the player's doing. And then when I see them, I'll mention that. And then, but the most important for us as an organization is everyone needs to be speaking the same language and on the same path. Because if I'm saying something that differs from the coach,
right,
I only hurt the team. You know,
right.
So I got to make sure I'm in the meetings, I listen to them and so forth. And if there's a chance to either A, help a player or be positive or talk to their wives or their parents when they're in town, I think it's more important, because if you have too many voices, you won't have a good organization.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you can tell the dad, your son sucks right now and he needs to step it up.
Have a word with him.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched on Instagram of your wife, who posted a lot of stuff on you over the summer, and I watched you trying to cook. And it didn't look great.
Wait a minute. I'm actually not doing bad. I'm not doing bad, Kevin. I'm doing okay.
Maybe I need some
updates.
He does
like to have fun. Well, because, you know, it's actually kind of dummy proof. It's that thing called, what is it called? Green Chef, I think. And you get the meal, they just tell you what to do.
Right.
They have the portion for you. So you really got to be kind of, I screw it up a couple of times.
Yeah.
It's almost dummy proof.
I could totally mess it up.
I might have gone a little heavy on the salt. But beside that, I did okay.
I remember Stacia just looking at it a few times going, yeah, well, that's, we'll try again tomorrow.
She was kind of right, but once she would eat it and the camera was up, she didn't regret it.
I mean, she acted like she didn't regret it, let's be honest.
Yeah, she was nice to me. Maybe
that's what it is. You need to understand that your wife is very nice to you. You could be there for opening night of the 2021-22 NHL season at Staples Center. It is tomorrow night, October 14th, as the LA Kings take on the Vegas Golden Knights. Their fans suck, right?
Yeah, they actually have a really good bunch of fans. It's you know what?
I'm trying to get you to say they suck.
I know. You know what? They we'll see if they suck. If they ever get like a losing season, see how they react.
Right. Yes.
Then we'll be able to talk. But you got to give them credit. The organization built a great team.
They did.
Their games are fun. Their fans travel. It's actually a great rivalry with them. I'm going to tell you, though, I really want to beat them at everything.
Yeah, of course.
That's a for sure, the competitiveness to me and me. But from that being said, they've been great for our game. I mean, it's amazing what they've done in 4 years.
You can get tickets for tomorrow night at lakings.com/openingnight. And we have two tickets to be there that we're going to give away right now. For opening night tomorrow night, if anybody would like to go, they can be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. And again, you can get tickets at lakings.com/openingnight. Luke, you're the best.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Except for cooking.
Except for cooking,
yes.
And driving the motorhome, especially backing up the motorhome.
Yes, you're not great at that either. But everything else you're good at.
Real quick, Kevin.
Yes.
So when I back up the motorhome, my wife won't let me back it up anymore when we do a motorhome trip. So she comes in and she drives, and I'm like, I banged it so much, I just gave up. But to try to be cool in the campground, I pretend to guide her outside. Like,
you got to do
something.
She
won't even look at me.
That's awesome. But the other people don't know she's not looking at you, so you really get
it. No, they don't know. It's really helping.
You're a faker. I love it. Thank you, Luke, for talking to us. We appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.
Thank
you,
man.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And, you know, our pal Stu is in for Marcy today and actually got a winner on our high-low game.
game.
Oh, all right.
So that means it's resetting. I love it when it resets. The first time out the gate, if you can guess the number that we've chosen between 0 and 95, not only do you get a grand, $1,000, but also $500 in free gas as well. We're going to throw that in.
And are we still giving away tickets?
Yeah, no matter what. If you call caller 13, you get Rolling Stones tickets to SoFi this coming Sunday.
All right. So caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Call now. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Derek Rubio.
What's up, Derek?
You are caller 13.
Hey. Awesome. That's so sick.
Nicely done.
I'm all day.
So you got Stones tickets already on Sunday. I'm sorry, you were saying you...
Oh, no. I was, you know, I'm a FedEx driver, so I listen to you guys all day. And
oh, nice.
I had the number written on my hand.
Oh, really?
77.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh. Because the other DJ told him it was 96, and the guy was like, 97.
That's Stewie. He's always screwing around. Right? I have a word with him.
Yeah. All right. So all you're, right, you're our first guesser for this particular number. So a number between 0 and 95.
For $1,000 in cash, $500 in gas cards, and you already got the Rolling Stones tickets. So what do you think between 0 and 95?
I'm
going to
go 57.
Are you high?
Are you high?
I'm high.
You're high. You're a little high.
You're going to be high for sure later, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I am.
Ah, nice.
You are high. Okay, good. He was just reporting.
All right. Well, thanks for playing and enjoy the hell out of the Stones this weekend.
Yeah, I'm so stoked, man. Thank you, guys.
Really liking that new sound from Volbeat. That is Shotgun Same. Blues. That's good stuff. 95.5 KLOS. That's from their new album, Servant of the Mind. I'm going to show you the artwork from the cover. It's going to be out December 3rd. See if you can describe that artwork, the new album from Volbeat.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Cool, isn't it?
Yes.
Very bizarre.
It's like a picture-in-picture type thing.
Yeah, it's like a face-off. He's taking his own face-off, but he's still
inside holding his face, but then there's a smaller picture where he's holding his face.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I don't know what that is.
Volbeat, I like it. It's out December 3rd, Servant of the Mind. That's the new album.
I'm sure you saw the Dodgers last night.
Yeah.
Won the game, 7-2, game four of the National League Division Series.
It's winding up and getting a little insane.
I mean, it's a game five is all there is.
Yep.
It's a winner-take-all game five tomorrow night in San Francisco. And the Dodgers are playing, and it's like a game seven in any other sport because this is only a five-game series. So it all comes down to one game.
So you have your
which
toes,
is nerve-wracking.
Right?
Yes.
Your toes crossed, everything crossed.
Yes.
Yes, you're going to be watching tomorrow night.
So what we need are your baseball superstitions.
Yeah, what's going to make them win? What's going to push them over the top?
We've done the topic before with general sports superstitions because people are crazy.
Right.
But specifically baseball.
Yeah, and you know, you never know. It might work. It might be the thing that actually somehow the connection of what you're doing on your couch at home translates to San Francisco.
It doesn't, but it's possible.
hey.
It's possible that it might. So we're looking for your Dodger superstitions.
Yes.
At 818-955-KLOS. You've been with them the whole season. You were there last night. You love seeing the 7-2. And now you know it comes down to game five and it's going to be in San Francisco.
So what are you going to do to make them win?
How are you going to help?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
I have something for your punk ass.
Yep. You were saying they edited that of the radio stations?
Yeah, in New York City. When I played it on Howard Stern station, the punk ass got edited out.
Nonsense.
Did understand that.
That's
weird.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Game five for the Dodgers tomorrow night against the Giants. You have a baseball superstition?
Whenever the Dodgers are losing, I stand up. I do not sit down. I don't know what it is, but every time I'm standing up, they seem to either tie it or get in the lead somehow or another.
So you got to have a seat last night.
No, not really.
No, you said when they get behind. I mean, they were up the whole game.
Yeah, so you should have been.
Last night. Yeah, but whenever they like that time they lost 1-0, I wasn't sitting down.
Do you ever think to yourself, this is incredibly stupid?
No, because it works.
No, I'm just asking.
It's sending the right energy.
It does sound really stupid, especially now that I'm saying it out loud. But
yeah, all right, yeah, especially now.
Don't stop doing it. They need you tomorrow.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I want you to understand that it's bonkers. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey guys, what's going on? I gotta say I'm a longtime fan, first time caller.
Thank you.
My specific baseball.
Superstition?
I guess you would call it superstition.
Mm-hmm.
I would transplant from Boston, longtime Red Sox fan.
Boo!
I know. We beat you guys a couple years
ago.
When they finally broke the curse in 2004, I was sitting on my couch, had to go to the bathroom so bad, my eyes were tearing. So I get up to go, they win the game. Now, every ninth inning, I spend in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how's that working out?
Well, I got a lot of reading time, I guess.
Don't be trying to hear the game in the other room either, because
right?
that's cheating.
I don't. I put my iPods in, my earpods in, and I'm good.
Well, good for you.
Perfect.
Thanks for helping him out. 818-955-KLOS. How are you going to help him win tomorrow? You're superstitious.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Last night, the Dodgers won, forcing a game 5 at Giant in the Giant Stadium. In San Francisco tomorrow. What are you going to do to help? You have a superstition?
Every time the opposing team scores, I kick a shot.
You kick a what?
I take a shot.
You take a shot?
Oh, take a shot. Oh, good.
Wow.
Now I want all sorts of nonsense.
But wait, but hold on. Why don't you take a shot when your team scores?
Because when they score a lot of runs, I would be really, really, really not being able to watch the game.
That's okay. You lay on the floor and kind of hear it in the background. That sounds fun to me.
You can sense it.
Yeah.
In the room.
So go ahead and do that. We're encouraging you.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah. Turns out that I got to be distracted from the game in order for the Dodgers to get a hit. If I watch too intently, they can't hit. Which works out because my wife is the type of person that likes to interrupt you when you're in really focused on something.
Right.
And, you know, so that's how I'm going to help the Dodgers win.
Because she's going to keep distracting you and talking to you?
Yeah, it works out for my marriage and everything. Yeah.
Yes, dear, I'm paying close attention to what you're saying. So that the Dodgers will win!
But that seems like it's probably something for a lot of people because, you know, when you're distracted, that's always when the good stuff happens.
Right? That's true.
Sure. Yeah.
That is weird. That you look back and you're like, damn it.
So your wife is the reason they won.
Yeah, we love her.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
I think it's legit.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, right, man. You know, it's either you wear your hat backwards, and if you notice if that's not working, don't watch at all.
Don't watch the game at all?
Right. Either, you know, unless you got a large amount of money on it.
Then you gotta.
So you turn your baseball hat around, and then you watch, and then if it's not working, you stop watching.
Exactly, man. Watch a movie, and then catch the news later.
That does seem to be kind of a recurring theme, I'm seeing. That's very interesting. Thank you for calling, man.
It seems like a poor choice.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, your baseball superstition?
Pon Modelo's and Puff the Crippler.
We have a winner.
Well, we weren't looking for a winner.
No, but that's perfect.
We do have one.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Your sports superstitions is going to make the Dodgers win tomorrow.
Dodgers game 5 tomorrow, San Francisco. You have a sports superstition that helps?
How's it going, bud? You know what I watch? I watch porn.
Instead of watching the game?
Yeah.
And that helps them win?
And that scores all the time, right?
Ah, I see. So you don't know if they win or not. Seems selfish.
Thanks for calling. You know, they should win all the time, considering how much I've seen over the years.
KLOS, hello.
If I'm in a weird position and they start winning, I will not budge at all. Even if it gets painful, I will stay contorted.
I knew a person just like that named John Frost, who I used to work with, and he like in a weird, odd, uncomfortable position, just freeze.
Oh God! I mean, I'll be there, my lucky T-shirt, my lucky everything, wearing it, mm-hmm. and all it'll take is that one weird position, and I will sit like that for hours.
To the point where they're gonna take you to a hospital, and you're all bent like a pretzel, but you ain't moving because you're stuck that way.
That's
now.
Dedication.
Yeah. After that, yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
That's dedication. Well done.
I'll pretzel it up tomorrow, and thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I have a Dodger watch I wear every time they play.
Oh, nice.
Even when they're not playing, and then I don't watch the game.
And you don't watch the game.
How many people don't watch?
That's a lot.
If I'm a fan of a sport, I can't not watch a game.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you want them to win. So what year is your watch from? How old is it?
Oh, wow. I got it in the late, middle 90s.
That's awesome, man.
It has a L.A. logo on it, mm-hmm. and with a blue background. And
you've never tried to watch once and just see if that was a thing?
I have. And they were winning. I noticed they were winning during the season.
Right, and then that seems good?
Yeah.
Okay. But then they started going down in flames.
Go with it. Keep believing your weird belief. It's believable.
I don't even understand it, but you keep doing what you're doing. 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Do you collect things? You're a collector?
I collect vinyl. I have, like, I had about 2,500 45s at one time.
So. 2,500?
Yeah, and all in, I could find them immediately. I knew exactly.
And do you have a record player?
Yeah, I've never been, yeah, without a turntable.
A lot of people don't.
I know, it is weird.
Yes.
I've never been without. I did buy my first CDs before I had a CD player, because I knew I was going to get them eventually.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but they were very expensive back in the day. But I've always had a turntable. But I had a jukebox for a while, played 45s.
A jukebox?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Strong.
Yeah, that was way fun.
A Canadian man is now the Guinness World Record holder for collecting 11,308 different cans of Coca-Cola.
Wow.
11,308.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No. You know, it's really weird. I just saw a picture of, like, one of the original Coke bottles when they first started. I'm going to say in the 1800s.
Wow.
And it was such a cool, it looked more like a fancy vodka bottle. Like, you know, a small crafted.
Yeah, I'm sure. Know, through the years, it's changed a tremendous amount.
Yeah.
And that's maybe where they get, you know, 11,000 different items.
That is amazing.
The previous record, there was one, was for a mere 10,558. Imagine that guy.
An extra thousand. He's like,
got 10,558, and he's like, nope, you're no longer the record holder.
Know, they both know all of them. Like, they go to a swap meet or whatever, and they see a specific one. They're like, ooh, I don't have that one yet.
Yes, exactly. His world record collection includes a 1955 can that was one of the first to be produced by the company.
Nice.
As well as a commemorative can from the decades of the Olympic Games.
Wow. I love that kind of ephemeral stuff that actually lasts. You know, it's supposed to be thrown away immediately, and here it is.
Yes, and people hang on to it, and it's super important to them.
Yeah, exactly.
He says he still doesn't have the Coke can of his dreams because it doesn't exist yet. I would love, this is where he's a selfish bastard, I would love to have a can with my picture on it.
Ah!
What?
Dude.
What are you talking about?
It's not a Wheaties box.
No. With my picture on it. What's wrong with you?
I want to drink some of the, your face
no,
on it.
No, the beautiful
mug.
Thing about it is that company provides it.
Yeah.
And so then you collect it.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to have your picture on it.
We went from being fans to...
Yeah, now we hate them.
We hate you.
Because it needs to be, you know, the real can.
Yeah, the real thing.
All right. So are you a collector? And what do you collect?
That's the
question. 818-955-KLOS. Or do you, is the significant other in your relationship collecting something that's driving you nuts, perhaps? Or you love, or you help collect, right. Any of the above. 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
Aaron Jones, Supercharged. I like that more still every time I hear it.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's so good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about, you collect things?
I do. I collect hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds?
What?
How do you do that?
Hummingbirds, just all kinds of decorations, whether they're decor.
Oh, not real ones.
No. Oh, okay. You said, what do you collect?
That's valid, yes. Yeah. So you have a collection of hummingbirds that are, what, stuffed animals, everything else, toys?
Everything, a little bit of everything. Stuffed animals, little, what do you call it, hanging ornaments, like you hang outside on your porch.
Sure.
Chimes.
Wind chimes, yeah.
When did you get started, and why?
Oh, my gosh. My mother-in-law collected them back in 1980. She started collecting them, and it gave me the idea of starting to collect them, so I decided to do that as well. So I've been collecting them since 1980.
How many do you have?
How many do I have? Yep. Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I know it's over 100.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
Yeah. Right on, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks. 818-955-KLOS, what odd thing do you collect in mass?
We're talking about a Canadian man who's now the Guinness World Record holder for collecting 11,308 different cans of Coca-Cola.
Unbelievable, that is a lot.
It's not pins, it's not any other kind of memorabilia, but cans.
Actual cans, yes. The aluminum cans.
Which is crazy. Yeah. So we're talking to people about, you collect what?
I do. I collect Disney pins.
Disney?
Yeah.
Huge market.
It's gigantic. Yeah. I buy, sell, trade, and everything with Disney pins.
How many different Disney pins are there? Do you know?
Oh, thousands upon thousands. They release thousands every year.
Wow. And how many do you have?
I probably have close to, I don't know, 10,000 myself.
Woo!
But I also sell and trade them. So people get to go to the Disney park.
But I would very much guess that somebody else has more than that.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Just because, it's Disney. It's been around forever. Yeah. They put out pins, a thousand a year, whatever it is.
When did you get your very first pin?
My very first pin I got when I was 16, so that was like 2006. 2005, I guess, 2004. And I got it because I was actually going through a Disney parade with my high school, and they happened to give me a Disney pin.
Wow, that just really kicked off a hell of a thing.
Started it all off.
I didn't start collecting until 2017. I didn't even know what Disney pins was. Like Disney
parade. Oh, wow.
Wow.
So they handed you one in 2005, and you had no idea what it was until 2017.
That's right, and I still have it.
Okay. Oh, nice. It's the King pin. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Dana, PMA.
Hi there. You collect things?
Yeah, I collect Sublime memorabilia.
From the band?
Yeah. Nice. I grew up with Eric Wilson, the bass player, so I got a bunch of crazy stuff. You know, it's awesome.
What do you have, like guitars and drum heads, and what do you have?
Oh, man, I wish. I just have, you know, signed stuff, vinyls, posters.
That's cool.
You know, yeah, stuff that you can't really get anymore unless you want to pay up.
Do you have a Sublime a tattoo? I've seen so many people with Sublime tattoos.
Yeah, I got Skunk Records, man.
Nice. Right on, man. All right, well, thanks for calling. Good collection.
KLOS, hello. Are we judging the collections now?
Yeah. I give that a stamp of approval.
Hi, you are a collector?
I was just looking for Rolling Stones tickets.
Oh, very sorry.
Oh, yeah, we just played them a few minutes ago, and in just a few minutes, we're going to play our precious little game and another chance to go see them at SoFi Stadium this Sunday.
About a half hour.
Yeah, right about
awesome.
There.
Awesome. Yeah. I will give it a shot. Thanks, right guys.
Good luck. Thank you.
818-955-KLOS, what stuff do you collect?
We started the hour talking about a man who has 11,500 some Coke cans.
That's
which
amazing.
Is amazing. Wow. And then we started talking about people who collect things. You collect things?
For about 50 years now, I've been collecting concert drumsticks that I've caught while going to concerts.
What?
Wow. That's awesome.
450 concerts. I've caught 43 drumsticks over the years.
Wow, what are some of the bands?
Queen is my my best drumstick.
Wow, sure. That's amazing.
I have a front row seat ticket with it. I have Roger Taylor's drumstick.
Wow.
And I have the ticket for the show.
Wow, that's amazing.
Do you destroy people in the pit, like going after drumsticks?
It might have landed on a couple people. And I
Listen, sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You need some drumsticks.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I have a Playboy collection magazines from 1975 to 1985.
That's very cool. I appreciate that. What's one of your one of your favorites in there?
Who's the best month?
Yeah, who's
all
the best?
All of them.
Awesome, dude. That's awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. How far are you from the phone?
I was on the garage floor.
Oh, there we go.
Up.
All right.
How are you?
We're good. Do you collect things?
I do, and I haven't heard it yet, I collect sand.
Sand?
I'm sorry. I thought you said sand.
No, what I said was sand.
So when you say sand, do you mean sand?
Sand, like I travel all over the world, and there's like, in some places it's black, and in Komodo Island it's pink. And
yeah, I was going to say, it must be different colors.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's very
different
cool.
Different colors, yeah. Different sizes.
Right.
Found out after collecting about 10 years that it's kind of illegal
it
to bring
illegal,
it back
yes.
to the country.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's very illegal.
Why?
Yes.
Because it's considered like nature, you know, soil sample, that stuff.
Get out of here. Uh-oh. Everything's illegal these days.
She's an outlaw. She plays by her own rules.
Woo!
So you dump it in the bottom of your shoe and go, oh, I didn't know that was there.
Wow,
there
look at you.
There you go.
How do you display it?
In little vials, these little glass bottles I've had for 100 years.
Interesting.
That's very cool.
You don't seem 100, but all right.
Right on. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What do you collect?
We're talking about people who have collections. Your wife collects what?
Wind chimes. My wife collects all kinds of wind chimes.
Oh, that's cool. I love that sound.
That's cool, unless I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
You ought to hear it any day.
Wow.
She's got over 200 of them.
Ooh, that is a sound garden, man. That is amazing.
How do your neighbors not complain?
Oh, they must like it.
It's soothing at night, actually, when you go to sleep.
Yeah, I would love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Thanks. I love that.
I'm not down with that.
I love that
noise.
That
would be so annoying.
Yeah, really?
200 of them.
That's all right. That's a good start.
Might as well be outside my window with a trash can.
I'll do that, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hi there.
Hi, you collect things?
I do. I collect menus. My name's Wendy. I'm from Orange County, and I collect menus.
Ah, that's cool.
I've never heard of that.
What's the couple of the weirdest ones you have, most unique places?
I have from the R Ranch and Chicken Ranch.
Oh.
And my grandfather designed the Pan Am first class menus, so I have all of those and the sketches for those.
Wow.
That's cheating to have relatives that are in the trade.
Yeah, you must have a Titanic menu or the Cunard line.
Actually, no, I don't, but that would be a cool one.
Yeah,
I have over 300, so wow. I have quite a few in my collection.
That's awesome.
Where do you put them?
Well, at the moment, they're in boxes, but I have a vision of them being in, like, a bonus room, you know, a giant, like, home theater bonus room.
Yeah, that would have to be big if you're going to put all of those up. That's crazy.
What are some of the food options on the Chicken Ranch menu? are they kind of weird?
Well, there's some fun versions of oral sex, jobs, things
awesome.
Like that.
Sure.
That is hilarious.
Meat or vegetarian?
And actually, my stepmother ordered them for me for Christmas one year. So she ordered them for me on online.
Who did?
My stepmom.
Your
did.
Stepmother.
She rules.
Got you from the Chicken Ranch a menu for Christmas.
I love it.
That story has everything.
Yeah, that is wonderful.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time to give away some money.
Yeah, man, we got some cash to give away.
Should absolutely do that. We'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You have to pick a number between 0 and 95.
And the last number guessed was 57. Now, that was too high, so come in lower than that. And no matter what, if you're caller 13, you're going to go see the Rolling Stones. We're going to send you to the SoFi Stadium October 17th. Those tickets on sale now.
Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Hello. Time for the high-low game. KLOS, who's this?
This is Zach.
Zach, you're caller 13.
That's awesome. I'm the guy that collects Disney pins.
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And you just won yourself some Rolling Stones tickets.
That's awesome.
Nicely done. Now we're going to play the KLOS high-low game. A number between 0 and 95.
And the last guess was 57. It was too high. So what would you like to guess?
The last one was 57. I'm going to go with 34.
Sorry, that one's too low.
Did you lose the...
Yeah, I lost the neat sound effects.
Okay.
Stu's hard work.
Excellent.
Gone to hell. But hey, man, you're still going to go to the Stone SoFi Stadium this Sunday.
That's awesome. I'm super psyched.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and time for What We Learned.
What did we learn today, man?
We saw a clown driving a clown car. And we need it.
Yeah.
We decided that we need it.
Dude is here in Los Angeles with a convertible clown car, and please, let us buy it from you.
Yes.
Please, dude.
And we had some listeners point out who it was.
Yeah.
So we actually know, and we'll try and call tomorrow.
We are tracking you down, man.
Hockey is back.
Woo!
Talked to Luke Robitaille about the LA Kings season opener tomorrow night, and we talked baseball superstitions to help the Dodgers win Game 5 against the Giants tomorrow night.
Apparently, comes down to don't watch the game.
That's that or one fan freezes in whatever position she's in when the Dodgers score, which can be quite painful.
Yeah, but thanks for making them happen.
She's
making
doing her part.
Yeah! It's very thoughtful of her. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
A couple of birthdays on this day in rock. In 1941, it was Paul Simon's turn. He was born in Newark, New Jersey. And in 1947, Red Rocker came along. Sammy Hagar, happy birthday from KLOS. The largest audience up to that point in British television history gathered on this day in rock in 1963 to watch the Beatles playing live on Val Parnell's Sunday night at the London Palladium. 1965, when The Who recorded My Generation. BBC initially refused to play the song because it didn't want to offend people who stutter.